I'm going out here. Beautiful day today, isn't it?
It's always a good day when you wake up.
Hey, man, I'm not from here. This weather down here in the wintertime is awesome.
I'm not from down here either.
Where are you from?
Connecticut.
Connecticut. Ah, you're used to the climate I'm used to. I'm originally from Wisconsin. What's your name?
Glenn.
Glenn, I'm Jim. Yeah, originally from Wisconsin, so I know all about the bleak cold.
Oh, you're from Wisconsin?
Originally from Wisconsin, yeah.
You were on the Great Lake?
Yeah, I was born in the Chicago area, which is right on Lake Michigan, and then I spent last 25 years.
I was born in Chicago myself.
Really? Yeah. I was born way out in the western suburbs, Westmont, Hinsdale, Downers Grove. You know where that is?
No.
Okay, yes. Yeah, about 30 miles west of the city. I grew up on a little farm, is in the country. Now it's like the cement jungle. Now it's like this.
I know.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. Yeah.
Yeah. My wife just went to the store, so I'm waiting for
it. Chicago. Huh? What the hell?
So what are you doing here?
I came down to try to see my mom, and so I have her in the assisted living.
Oh, she's got health problems or just getting older?
No, she has health problems.
Health problems.
And she's getting older.
Ah. So you came down to visit her?
Yeah.
So are you living down here now, or are you getting to go back?
No, I got off the train, spent 12 days in the hospital over here.
Oh, no, for what? All kinds of stuff, huh?
Yeah. And so I'm trying to get another bus ticket down there.
What part of Florida is your mom in?
Fort Lauderdale.
Fort Lauderdale, yeah.
But
I wanted to give you this. I'm a traveling preacher. That's what I'm doing down here. I travel the country. We come down here in the wintertime, not to vacation, but because the climate is so nice and everyone's outside. You and I are out here talking. I travel and teach people the gospel good news on how to find eternal life, that Jesus Christ shed his blood and made a way for us. We're not talking about Sunday church. We're talking about an obedient following after Christ and who he is by his word, by his blood, by his spirit. I'm pretty sure you probably know about hypocritical man-made religion that cares more about buildings and money. We're talking about the risen Savior and how to find eternal life, and that's what my website encourages people to seek after.
And that's all that Jesus preached.
Amen.
He preached simple.
Amen. Simple truth of the Father, that's what I teach. And we don't belong to any organization.
He didn't preach anything else.
Right.
He gave you the facts straight up and down.
Amen. And he said you must worship in spirit and truth. You must come after him with all that you are. You must repent. He shed his blood to make a way for us. We must repent. We must change our minds. I used to be a worldly person and a partier.
He gave us 10 simple friggin' rules.
Well, the commandments, yeah, 10 commandments, but there's much more than that.
He gave us the simple rules to live by.
Yeah, in those commandments, he said the great commandments are love God with all that you are and love your neighbors yourself. But here's the thing. You said your name was
Glenn.
Here's the thing, though. When you study the Word of God, Jesus said the great command is to love God. You don't just love him with your head. You don't just love him by thinking you're having feelings and emotions. The Bible is pretty clear. You love him by obeying his commandments, keeping his word. Do you have a Bible?
Yes.
Do you read it?
Yep.
Okay. So I encourage you to read it, especially the New Testament. Strive to obey God's word in all your ways. You must come out of the world.
But it's so friggin' simple. What Jesus.
Well, it is. He said you must come with a childlike faith, but it's hard to lose everything to follow him. You have to lose your friends, your family, your belief system, my belief system, our wants, our desires, and we have to make Christ our desire. And we have to be willing to repent of sin. That means of all worldliness, drunkenness, drugs, pornography, greed, covetousness, worldliness. We have to repent. And what do you do when you repent of those things? You turn away from them. Because Jesus did this, Glenn. He did a wonderful thing. He comes and he saves us out of our sin. He never saves us in our sin. He calls us out of our sin. Amen?
was being stoned. He said, the first...
Yeah, the lady. Yeah, the lady that was about to be stoned.
Yep. And he said, the first person who is without sin cast the first stone.
Amen. Amen. What
and
he was
nobody
doing.
Nobody could.
Yep. What he was doing, he was convicting the Pharisees because they were hypocrites. But you got to remember,
and
though.
He went into the he went into the synagogue.
Yep.
And he said, "What the hell are you doing?"
But then, what you got to remember, though, too, is then Jesus, then after he pardons people, he tells people to go and sin no more. So he also tells them to stop sinning. So sin is never allowed in God's kingdom. And so we must turn from sin as evidence that we know of him. We must be born again by the Spirit of God, not out going to religion, not just keeping our own ways. If we're not born again by the Spirit of God and following his word, we have no hope of eternal life to come. And he's coming back, Glenn. This world is turning dark and wicked. I think the Antichrist system is ready to rise up. And I think Christ is coming back at the end of the tribulation. So I'm encouraging people to get their lives and their hearts ready for Jesus Christ to come, because he's coming.
I think he is.
Amen. So I encourage you, my website is there to help you. You got my phone number, you got my email on there if I can ever help you to walk in the faith and follow after Christ with all that you are.
I already do. I believe in him 100%.
Well, it's not just belief, it must be action, it must be obedience, it must be coming out of all your false ways, coming out of your sin. Jesus said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments, and that's what I'm here to help you and people that I run across, to encourage them to pick themselves up out of this wicked culture and begin to obey God and follow him to eternal life, because we love you. Thanks for listening. God be praised.
Well, thank you.